Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Manny Mota. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Beal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Beal. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Krug. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Hendley. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a line drive into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keene. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. Mota bunts towards third. Santo picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Santo. Mota moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive towards third. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keene who is chasing the ball. Mazeroski reaches third base with a triple. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keene. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Mazeroski scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley takes first base on ball 4. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug hits a pop-up towards third. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Mazeroski moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Bob Hendley. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum bunts towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Amalfitano moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Amalfitano moves to third. Beckert moves to second. It's 2-1, Pirates. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amalfitano scores. Beckert moves to third. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Bill Verdon now playing center field. Al McBean now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Santo reaches second base with a double. Beckert scores. Williams moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Harvey Keene. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Santo tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 2 in the game. Krug hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Doug Clemens now playing left field. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Vic Rosnovsky now catching. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell pinch hits for Al McBean. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alley moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey bunts towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. Alley moves to third. Stargell moves to second. One out. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and has Stargell trapped. There's the throw to Santo and over to Beckert, who tags Stargell for the out. Alley scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Verdun moves to third. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Stargell now playing left field. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Spriggs pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spriggs. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. Spriggs steals second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alley hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry May now catching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball towards left. Stargell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Stargell. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo is walked intentionally. Roy Face now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Becker tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-3, Cubs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clemens hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Roy Face. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Verdon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.